Welcome, everybody. I just realized when I was yelling at you, our mics was on, so everybody heard me. Mark, run on the pole real quick.
I had him muted.
Oh, did you? Oh,
I thought, okay. Yeah, I think I had it.
That's good.
I just got yelled at right in 10 seconds before the show started.
We have a poll up about today's Developer Direct. Welcome, everybody. This is the X1 Bros. We're your positive gaming and Xbox community. It's good to be back. We're in person. We've got a members-only after show today. We haven't had one yet
in a while.
For 2024, so this is our first one. If you want to become a member, if you want to support the show, come over to YouTube. Subscribe to us, first of all, and then become a member. It helps us out a lot. We have member shows. We've got behind-the-scenes Let's Plays, etc., etc. It's a good time. Also, traditionally, for the last couple of years, this show has been recorded every Friday. We are moving it to every Thursday for the time being. So every single Thursday evening, you guys can look forward to the X1 Bros.
If you want to watch us live.
Other than that, we're up live everywhere on all podcasts, platforms, at our regular time.
Cool.
Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to us there. That means a lot. I think we're still number one over on Apple Podcasts, which is fantastic. Thank you guys for all your support there. Developer Direct was today. There was a lot of rumors coming into this Developer Direct. Were we getting a shadow drop? Were we not getting a shadow drop? People were saying, stuff's going to blow your mind. Supposed insiders that ended up not being insiders. And overall, let me recap it real quick for everybody who's not watched it. Just what they showed off. And then we'll go through and talk about, let's start off with our overall impressions of it. But Developer Direct was today. We knew about four of the games that were talked about. We did not know about the fifth one, the surprise drop. So we knew about Avowed. We saw gameplay of Avowed. That was the first one out the gate. We also saw a little bit more about Hellblade 2. Fantastic. Some behind-the-scenes stuff there. Then we saw something from Square Enix. Now, this was the surprise one that we did not know about that came in. Pleasant surprise, Visions of Mana. Coming to Xbox. There were rumors this week. Talks that Phil Spencer's been over meeting with Square Enix, working closely with them on different projects, which is fantastic. I think just underscores absolutely the seriousness that Xbox has, this newfound seriousness about Japan, about Japanese developers. So we saw Visions of Mana. Then Aura History Untold they dropped. That's the real-time strategy game or turn-based. Actually, it's a turn-based strategy game. Civilization-like
it's game. From some of the guys that made Civilization.
Oxide Games, yep. And then we saw Indiana Jones, and that was the Developer Direct. If you've not seen it, it's about 40 minutes long. It's not bad. They jump right into it. There is almost no fluff, and you just go from game to game to game. I thought overall the presentation was good. I thought it had good pacing. I think it was the perfect amount of time, not too long. It's not the Game Awards. That's for damn sure. And yeah, overall, I liked it. Jordan the Man, thoughts?
Yeah, I thought it was good.
All right. Nice. So succinct.
You're looking over at me now to take
it. Yeah, I thought it was good. I think I told both of you, I don't think it was as good as last year, but I think that's because last year we got that Hi-Fi Rush available now.
Yeah,
that was cool. So there was more of like, it was like, whoa, cool. But I thought it was good.
Yeah, the purpose of this show feels like a 2024 roadmap. That's what this is.
That's what I felt like it was, a roadmap.
Yeah, yeah. Spicy, thoughts overall? Liked it, didn't like it, disappointed, hyped,
mad. No, I can't get mad at it because it didn't do any false advertising for me. I mean, It's a Developer Direct. It's about the developers and what they're developing.
Yeah.
Generally, I tend to like game trailers, gameplay. Like, I'm a purist when it comes to that stuff. Like the traditional E3 when it's all about the games. That's my favorite kind of stuff.
Yeah.
This is still good. Not as good as that format. It is still good because it's showing me the games that I'm excited about. The things I don't mean to be rude, but I like developers, but I like their games more than the developers.
Yeah, I was actually thinking that as they were going through it. I don't know why we need to hear from all the developers.
Well, so here's the thing.
I think it's like a nice nod to them, but like pick one guy who's good in front of the camera and just let them go through everything.
This is exactly what I was asking for in a weird way for years. Put all the developer stuff in one section, show a video of that in another section, and then have in July or June just all games, you know.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, yeah.
So this is, I can't get mad at it because they did exactly that. It's It's showcasing the developers, what they're trying to build. They're showcasing the games. They're showcasing mechanics of games and stuff like that. But it's essentially, it's showing the developer make the game. And I'm totally okay with that because that's what I asked for. And that's what this was. And you did say there wasn't a lot of fluff. I agree. I thought it was pretty well done. Yeah. You know, for something that I traditionally don't like as much, I enjoyed watching this.
Yeah.
And so, like I said, I'd prefer like a lot of hits of all the hype stuff and stuff like that. But I was, you know what I was really surprised about that I really liked was the Civilization game. What was it called again?
Ara, History Untold.
And what's funny about that when they were showcasing it is they were explaining Civilization 5, but changing all the names of everything of what the mechanics were.
Yeah.
Like, it's Civ 5, but now everything's named differently.
Well, this is the...
It's Civ 5 with detail.
Well, no, it's because it's Civilization 6 that's the latest one, right?
Yeah, Civ 6.
So this is like basically Civ 7. It's the with next... It really is the next... Because Civilization 6, if you look at the date, it came out, what, like five? I think it's been 6+ years since that game.
Yeah. It reminds me of what From Software did with Demon Souls. They just, you know what? We're just going to change it and make our own, call it Dark Souls. I feel like it's kind of the same thing. They're just like, you know what? Let's make the same game, but change all the names of everything.
everything,
you know, even the turn-based stuff. So you were talking about it's a turn-based game. They even mentioned that it's a turn-based game, but everyone takes their turn at the same time.
Simultaneously, yeah.
Yeah. Which will, you know, increase, you know, productivity and gaming.
There was a miss with that game, though, I think.
A miss? What do you mean?
Well, hold on. Go ahead. Sorry.
Well, Ara, talking about Ara, since we're talking about it, I'm actually really excited because I like Civilization, but I think the miss was it's only releasing on PC.
I think
why not have it on the Xbox console?
I think eventually, long term,
I think eventually it will.
Yeah.
Jordan does bring a point. They have the format that works on console with these games.
Well, and I don't know. I mean, yes, it's the Xbox Direct, and it's the Xbox umbrella, which is now PC and stuff. But I just feel like it was a miss. Now, look, I don't have the numbers. I don't know how well Civilization. Like, let's just take Civilization. I don't know how well Civilization does on the console compared to the PC. I would say the PC probably does better, but I don't know. I felt like, why not, you know?
Yeah.
It doesn't make me less excited for the game. I just thought,
it was a little bit
why,
of a miss for you.
I just thought, why not?
Yeah.
You know? I agree. It's not like, I'm going to say this in complete ignorance because I'm not a developer, but all the hard work's kind of done because you figured it out. And when Civ came to,
yeah, they did it.
The Switch is the one who figured it out. The Switch version is the one who initially figured it out, and it works very well. So they actually have a game plan or a format that works.
Everybody,
why not just do that?
Everybody watching live, make sure you vote on the poll. What did you guys think of today's Developer Direct? We have a poll up right now. Make sure you go vote on it if you haven't yet. Since we're on Avowed, let's talk about Avowed, since that's what's showing on screen now. And let's go through game for game. So I took a few notes here for me. Avowed was what I was most excited to see here.
Yeah, me too.
It did not end up being my game of the Developer Direct, though. There were two games that beat it out for me, actually. But I'm very excited for Avowed. I like the worlds here. In fact, this is where they're highlighting the worlds. I think the worlds are rich. They look weird. They say that. We wanted to make a weird world and vibrant. Consequences of decisions is something that they focused on a lot here. And then,
you know what's funny, by the way, when he said weird, he said we wanted to make a weird world. So we got a whole bunch of cultures involved all around the world.
That's exactly what he did. The magic combat looks really cool to me. How, like, they show at the very beginning, you trap with vines a character, then he pulls out his sword and starts hacking him, and it looks really cool. I'm very interested in Avowed. The artwork at the end, look at that.
Yeah,
it looks so good. Cool. World of Aora is where we're at. It's coming out fall 2024. Made me very excited. The decisions feels very OG Fallout, OG Bioshock days, right? Or not Bioshock, but Dragon Age days with BioWare, stuff like that. Like, this is... These games are kind of making a huge comeback. I think Baldur's Gate has led the way a little bit with that, like with their success, these kind of games. I mean, these games have been in development for a while, but shows that they're not, you can have success with these types of games. They're not just a niche title if done well. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited. I'm excited to jump in. I like that giant shark that's behind that dude.
Yeah,
Shark Skull. I didn't even notice that.
Or whatever that is. Jordan, thoughts, Avowed.
Shark. No, I think the same as you. This was the one I was most excited for going in because we're getting like full on gameplay. And I don't think they disappointed. I mean, I like it. I wish they would have showed a little bit more than just like the desert camp. Yeah. But I like it. And I'm excited for it. And Obsidian does well. I really enjoyed Outer Worlds, going all the way back to Fallout New Vegas. They do good at this style of game.
Yeah.
And this looks like more of that, which makes me excited. Probably still my most excited of the show.
Shout out to Outer Worlds. That's a game that I don't think gets enough credit.
Yeah, it was a fun game.
Yeah, if you are someone that likes Starfield and you've never tried Outer World, go play Outer World.
Mm-hmm.
It's very well done.
I did like the, when they showed off the combat, I did like the dual wielding of different,
yeah.
They showed that you can switch different weapons, you know, and play how you want and all this stuff. But I really liked the dual wielding magic looked really cool and unique and surprise guns.
Yeah.
Wait, there was guns in this? I missed it.
Yeah, like flintlock pistols. Yeah,
two
of them. Boom! I missed that.
Yeah, I think it's going to come up here soon, shortly. And then like recap.
Yeah. Yeah, I enjoyed it. I liked it.
Fall 2024, very, very, very excited.
Wish it was sooner, but, you know.
Yeah.
No, yeah. I really enjoyed it. I liked it. I'm excited to... I know there...
Do you wish it was sooner? Do you?
Well, yeah, if it's ready.
That's the thing.
Do you have the time?
Do you?
Yeah. If it was ready, I'd wish it was sooner.
That's the thing.
But I know they're trying to, I don't know if they're trying to do this, but I know they're trying to be their own little identity and not just like Skyrim. But that's kind of what I'm excited for. That's kind of what Outer Worlds was. Outer Worlds was like, I'm excited for it. I'm excited for this new Skyrim-esque dual wielding flintlock magic game.
Yeah, Spicy Avowed. Anything to add? Take away? There's your flintlock right there. Oh, you just missed it.
Did I miss it?
I think he pulls out two right here, too. Watch.
Yeah, he does dual wield them eventually.
Ready?
Okay,
this is watching, wand. The wand looks really cool. There's one. There's another one.
See, that's funny. It's so quick. So this game, I will say this section of the show did make me more interested in Avowed. I'm excited for Avowed. I was more excited for Indiana Jones than Avowed, but... This game looks really good. Yeah. So I don't know what else to add to you guys, but
let's start with you then. Sooner, right, let's Jordan? Start with you on the next game that they talked about, and that's Hellblade. Hellblade 2. Anything? I mean, we've already seen a lot of Hellblade. This was just an update to keep it in front of mind here for us to say, hey, we're still working on this.
And the only game that got a solid date.
Yeah, that's true.
What was the
May 21st, I think?
What was the date on it? Was it May 21st?
May 21st.
Yeah.
May 21st.
There day one go. On Game Pass.
Oh, so exciting. Spicy thoughts.
My only concern with this game is I think maybe people that are hyped about it might get something they're not expecting.
Mm.
From the stuff we saw today, you know, people are inevitably going to be comparing this to God of War.
Yeah.
It's not.
It's a different style game.
It's totally different.
Having said that, don't you feel like...
It's just as pretty.
From what they're showing off, though, I feel like they're leaning more into action than they did last time.
They mentioned that, but from the play, from like what we're watching, these look like all tap A to continue in the cutscene stuff.
Because it's a puzzle type of game, first one.
Well, would that be your... Because, for example...
Also, it's a trip. It's a trip whenever I see this lady.
Because she's like the main character?
Her face is, yeah. From Senua? Straight on, right there. It's the straight on look.
Because she's Senua. Yeah. So it's
she's
like,
Senua, and it's a trip. From the side, not. But from straight on...
So I'm excited for this game. The first game is installed on my box because I want to play it before this game comes out. Okay. I have not played the first game.
Oh, you haven't? Oh.
I know it's...
You got to play with headphones. Not play this game with headphones, your experience will be dramatically
different. I know it's about, and they talk about it in here, it's about psychosis, and I know that's what the first game is like really heavy hits on. when I see this game, in my mind, I think, okay, this is going to be like an Uncharted Tomb Raider, but it's not, from what I understand, correct? The first game is not that at all.
No, it's very slow-paced.
Actually, from what I understand, the first game is only like, what, 4 or 5 hours?
It's storytelling through audio, and it's puzzles.
Yeah.
And the puzzle is, you're in this area, how do you get to the next area?
Now, that's what I think of the first game. I've never played the first game, but they did mention, and I think you're right, they might lean a little bit more towards action.
Yeah, I think.
Because they talked about
enemies. And I think that will broaden their audience a little bit, for sure. They might find a sweet spot here.
Yeah.
Now, I can't remember. Did he say that this was going to be another short experience during the developer direct? He said it.
I didn't.
He said something about that guy. He said something about a short. I don't know. Anyway.
He's British. Who knows?
He's British. What does that even mean? Oh, man, that's funny.
Yeah, they just throw things out there all the time.
No, they have, I don't know what to call it, bilateral audio. Is that what they call it? I always think of it as bipolar audio because she has like, you know, like.
Yeah, she's all over the place.
She's all.
Dude, it's cool though. The audio is cool.
So you have the voices come in on the right ear and then in the left. It's like you. It was ASMR before ASMR was a thing.
Well, yeah,
but
it's intricate to the story.
Yeah.
Like,
Did you see how they record the audio in this? They showed a clip of them recording the audio, and it was really cool.
Oh, really?
They were like moving around the microphone.
Oh,
the voice actors. And
that's
stuff.
Cool. Yeah. That's cool.
This is the whole. We're watching now the whole section on all the stunt people.
Have you played the first game, Mark?
I never finished it. It's like. Hello.
Well, because the whole it's about, and they talk about it here, like it's super heavy on like psychosis and right, like that's what she has,
yeah,
and that's what the story is about,
yeah.
You played and beat the first game. You did it in like one sitting, didn't you? Because that's how I know it's not super long. It's like
no,
4 or 5 hour game.
Yeah, it's not long,
but
it's cool.
So back to what I was saying. My only concern is people are seeing all this gameplay and stuff, and. I hope they don't interpret it as a God of War and then the hype dies, because I think the game is strong enough to not be.
Yeah, not be that.
Not be that, but the.
Yeah, I don't think that they will, only because it's got a solid base following.
Sure.
You know? Yeah. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, I agree. Anyways, that's Ninja Theory. And then let's go to the next game here, which was a surprise, and that's Visions of Mana from Square Enix. And I think this, again, it's coming to PlayStation 5. This is not exclusive to Xbox in any way. I do think this is just a flex on Xbox's part.
Well, what I think what's important about this is, one, we got to see more Visions of Mana, which is really cool, and if... It's got an art style very similar to Dragon Quest, which I like that art style.
No, it's like it's like a cartoon cell shaded Japanese RPG.
Yeah, Dragon Quest.
Yeah, I know.
Exactly. Yeah,
it's a very even the action looked like
it.
So.
It looks really fun from what I've seen. But what's important about this is Microsoft having them on their stage.
Yeah. Phil Spencer was at Final Fantasy's conference a few months ago. They've had multiple instances of you know, talking about Square Enix coming. Final Fantasy Online is opening up here in beta.
Very excited
on Xbox
for that,
next month. So, or at the end of this month, early next month. I can't
Who's playing?
The exact date. I'll probably jump in. But I think this was when I say flex, I think this is just Xbox showing that they are serious. That's all this means. I think this is Xbox, because in order to get more Japanese developers, in order to have success in Asia, you got to do the hard work. You got to develop those relationships. You got to keep those relationships going. You're talking about, it's not like going from the US to the UK, like or Canada, or even Europe, where there's a much more seamless cultural thing there. I think it's much easier for Asian-centric games to come to the West than for the West to go to Asia.
I would agree with
because
that.
It's a much more it's a culture shock. It's a much more it's a different culture. So yet those relationships are everything. Xbox is clearly serious about Square Enix and about developing a relationship here. I mean, this is the third or fourth time in a row we've seen something from Square Enix with Microsoft in their event.
When the Square Enix thing came up, I was super excited that it was the rumor of Final Fantasy VII Remake coming to Xbox.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll be honest, I did get a little deflated But I am still excited for Visions of Mana. That is, I think, summer? Is that what they said about this one?
Visions of Mana, summer 2024. Yeah. Yep. Spicy, any closing thoughts here on...
This guy we're looking on the screen right now, Kyoshi Ishii, I think is his name. He's the original creator of the IP. Dude, he's a rock star. Do you see the clothes he was wearing? Okay.
Leather jacket.
Like, when they show... Here, I'm going to show it. I'm going to go back.
He was like wasn't he one of the original monster designers or something like that?
Yeah. Look at when they introduce him. He's slow motion walking across the street.
He's like Japan Elvis.
Yeah, Japan Elvis. Like, we're bringing him in. It's like, okay, guys. All right, this is what we're going to do.
Straight out of Sons of Anarchy right there.
I know. Now, look at what he's rocking. Pure black leather.
A sweet necklace.
Yes. Yeah. Dude, this guy.
He talks about, like, some of these characters that he created were he thought of in high school and stuff.
Yeah, with, like, the dog that he had, or the little dog mixed with other things. No, I find that I love Japanese developers, how the leads on these games, they're always, like, showcased, like, rock stars.
Yeah, because they are rock stars.
They are rock stars. I love it. Just funny. Anyways, no, I'm excited. These are games that last 300 hours. So you gotta love these games.
That they are. Let's move to what was my second favorite game of the show. This was one of the ones that I was most excited to see coming into it. And would have been number one had Indiana Jones not been such a pleasant surprise for me. I didn't expect it to like it as much as I did. But this game, Ara: History Untold. Now, we've not seen much about this up to this point. Up to this point, we just saw teaser trailers, concept artwork type of stuff where they go through and then we see the title screen, Ara: History Untold. This is dropping in fall. And I said it before, because based on what they're showing, they would show like super zoom ins of cities. And so I said, I think they're trying to be like a more, you can dive a little bit deeper in to civilization, more individualized. And that seems to be, in my mind, correct me if I'm wrong, guys, but like, for instance, this scene, this is almost like Total War.
It looks a lot like Total War.
Types of scenes. So like you can go in one more level granularly to the world here. The thing that really stood out to me, and I can see where they're going, is they call it a living, breathing world. So there's basically dynamic events that happen in the world around you. There's wolves, for instance, that can come into your city and get your civilians. And then, for instance, so in Civilization, you can click on your city, and then you can manage your city and build structures. I think in Ara Untold, you take it one step further, where you're going in, you have the resources coming in, but then you're crafting. There's a crafting system.
Yeah, that part actually was really interesting, because that's the big difference.
And that's what I'm saying. It's taking it like one step. It's almost like a 5X game in that respect.
4.5X.
Well, we're going one step deeper here, and then everything evolves. The world evolves around you. Like, they just showed off, for instance, if you don't have an area, trees grow denser over time. But look at that. So you also have, like, there's your farm that builds. Look, number one, look how beautiful that is.
Yeah, that looks pretty awesome, actually.
Yeah, and then let's say that's a sheep farm. The world will evolve to that sheep farm as the sheep graze out, let's say. Like, trees get cut down as you go and collect those resources and stuff. Super cool. Really cool concept. I'm very excited. Now, what's tricky about these games is there's a formula that just works that Civilization has nailed.
Yeah.
If you can take that formula and add to it, great. People have tried to do it and they miss and it sucks. Hopefully this is not that. I will say I do like this aspect. In fact, here's the animals that are just around and then they react to you in the world. I like that the world kind of pushes back against you, so to speak.
Okay, yeah. Well, it's an interesting feature that will have implications during your, what would you call it, quest to world domination, despite how you do that. And they did talk about that. They have the typical world domination. They had the best one, which is just straight-up combat. Mm. Then they had your other, what did they call it? They called it something else. Did they call it renown? Or they used a term for it.
Or prestige.
Prestige, something like that, yeah.
Prestige system.
Yes, and that's at, like, your prestige system. That's what they're calling, like, your science victories, conquering victories, all that stuff. But I think it looks good. I think that zoom in, I wonder how often you'll be down in there.
In the trenches of life?
In the trenches of life. Because in this type of game, you're generally looking at the broad scope. You know what I mean?
Like, look at those battles.
No, they do look cool. So I wonder what will, what they're going to, yeah, I'm curious how zoomed in, you know, how much you'll be in the trenches.
Yeah.
But I am very curious to learn more about this crafting system because that did seem very interesting.
Spicy. Thoughts on this game?
I think my favorite game of this series is Civilization V.
Yeah.
And
six? Have you played six?
I like five more than six.
Really? Really?
Yeah, I like five more than six. This is the same team that built five, correct? Correct me if I'm wrong. I think it's the same team.
I think members.
Members. Yeah. Okay, got it. They have a pedigree of making Civilization games. I love Civilization games. I don't think this is a team that's trying to copy that necessarily. Mm. They're just a team that knows how to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's how I would describe. So I think when you were saying, you know, you can do it right and you can do it wrong, I think this team is probably on the side of doing it right.
Yeah, because did you ever play Humankind?
I did not.
So Humankind came out, what, a year ago? Maybe a year and a half ago? And it was supposed to be a Civilization killer, and they did a lot of stuff right.
Yeah.
But it just fell. If Civilization is a Humankind's a B, a solid B, maybe a B+, but it wasn't quite there, especially long game.
Well, that's why
this looks very impressive.
Well, that's why I feel like this is legitimately Civilization 7.
Yeah.
No, really, because
I agree.
It's the same formula. It's the same foundations, but it feels like a natural progression. Like if Civ 7 comes out, I feel like this they would go this route, adding like this crafting system, which can then you saw in one clip he had like healing going through this zone because of the crafting. So I feel like they're taking that next step of what the next Civilization game would be, and it makes sense because they were Civ developers,
yeah,
or some of them. So it really does. It feels like Civ 7.
After watching this, David, to answer your original question, what can I add? I'm more excited about this game after watching this than before.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we didn't really know anything before. Yeah. It was all speculation. But yeah, they nailed it. And
they got a lot of leaders.
Again, fall 2024 for this one, so that's big. Let's take some...
Notice right here. I'm going to pause this real quick. Let me go back. So we're looking at the screen of leaders.
Yep.
There's one in the middle that's a silhouette.
I wonder.
Probably just random.
Does that? Oh, it could be random, or
okay. Or they're no, not, or the art department no, hasn't gotten to that guy yet.
I don't know that this is selecting. I don't think this is selecting your leader. I think this is your relationship tree.
Oh, probably
because there's
yeah.
a question mark okay. in the top left.
And well, I think and, it's yeah, like and a if you see the leader thing. On the left hand side,
because that would be cool if you had to unlock. Do you know how long this game would take?
Yeah, but
if
like
you had to unlock all the leaders. that's replayability. That's the grind.
Yeah, I think this is somehow like a diplomacy screen, a relationship okay. screen. So someone's working behind the scenes there.
This guy's name is Sennacherib.
Before
Probably
we
a famous person.
Before we get to the last game shown, which is Indiana Jones, let's do take some super chats here. We have a bunch from Super Shocker, so shout out to Super Shocker. He says, I love the new look on the YouTube feed, boys. Absolutely. Thank you very much. We're upgrading for 2024, or upgraded for 2024, so very excited. Thank you, Super Shocker. Yeah, he also gifted 5 X1 Bros memberships. Everybody in chat right now, drop a BFF for Super Shocker. Huge thank you for those 5 memberships. And last but not least, he says, I call these games, he's referring to Aura here, games you take on the trip to Mars.
Yeah,
because they last for forever. In fact, there's that story that the dude played for like 2 decades or a decade, the Civilization game that just completed barely like a year ago.
Are
so.
You serious? Yeah. I didn't see that article.
That's my dream.
Just so that would have to know. Be 2 decades. That would have to be like Civ 1 or 2, right?
That's my I love these games.
Which Civilization was it? Because it had to have been like 1 or 2.
He had
two,
to be
right?
playing on a CRT monitor.
Yeah, like it had to be one if he's been playing
Windows
for 2 decades.
No,
I think it was 3.
Yeah, which probably came out in the 90s, right?
No, no, it came out in the twos.
The twos?
The twos. I'll have to go back. You can Google it.
I want to. Do you want me to Google it?
Yeah, Google
it. Yeah, Google it. See, okay, like, well, longest off. Civilization game Apparently. you could look up there.
Well, did it not work?
What? It wasn't a multiplayer game, was it?
Yeah, let me switch to this.
Oh, what's going on?
Whoa,
well, there's 3 of you divided.
I'm broken. Yeah, my machine's not working. Okay, here we go. What am I looking up? Longest Civ game?
Longest Civ game, yeah.
But hold on.
Let's see what it is.
How many was he playing for?
No,
like,
go to news. Hit news. Longest Civ game completed, you could say. The longest playoff. No, longest. Oh, maybe you got to type in like, yeah,
Civilization. But I feel like a Civ
10
game.
10-year long. There it is. Video game creates.
Oh, hellish nightmare world.
Okay, let's.
So what Civ is that?
That's got to be like one or two. Or two. Yeah.
Oh, it's not centered. I don't know how to fix that. We're going to zoom out here.
I like how it says CNN. Can you imagine playing a single game for 10 years? Yes, I think all three of us have done that.
Wow. Yeah. A decade-long game.
Yeah, crazy. But this is an old one. I think there was like a more recent one where you finally completed.
Huh. Oh, well, I'm not going to read that article.
I'd be curious because I feel like you can complete a Civ game a lot quicker than that.
I'm going to
Well, but it depends what you do.
No, like, I know. That's why I'm curious what his parameters
everything
were.
Everything was on the largest,
yeah,
biggest that you could do.
That would be great.
There you go. Black Knight's been playing Destiny for 10 years.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine, like...
Same character, I'm sure, too.
Yeah.
If you had... I wonder how big the world was, because can you imagine, like, he's 3.5 years in, and he just meets a new civilization, and you're like, holy crap, you guys are across the ocean?
Yeah.
That would be crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. Destiny's 10 years old. I guess that's...
Well, I mean, I've been playing Halo and Warcraft, you know, like...
Warcraft, yeah, okay.
You know, I mean...
Yeah. All right, this is not as cool as I thought.
I know,
David,
I mean,
After thinking about it, I feel like...
But the difference is this is a single session. This is like one save file.
I've played a single World of Warcraft character.
But Civilization wasn't built to be like a perpetual online game. This is different. I think this is more impressive. That's right, I said
Jordan Warrior is pretty impressive.
All right, let's get that. Brings us to the last game to talk about here. Now, this one I wasn't as excited for. My number one game going into this to see was Avowed. Followed up with Ara. Just because I love those kind of games.
Yeah.
And then Indiana Jones. After this presentation was over, Indiana Jones came best of show for me, personally. I was very surprised. I mean, not surprised. I was very impressed. With Indiana Jones, I like what they're doing there. It feels like it's going to be fun.
Well, can I say something?
It's Wolfenstein with Indy.
Because I feel like this is going to be a criticism of maybe a lot of games that were at the show today. I liked the art styles that the developers chose to make these games in.
Yeah.
Because in Indiana Jones, I'll be honest, I thought it was going to be like a Uncharted 4, like a hyper-realistic.
Yeah.
Which there's nothing wrong with that, but I do think the... stylized art, and you'll notice a lot of games are going to this because it makes them last longer. It ages much better than a hyper realistic.
I agree. I think everybody's learned that. Can we rewind real quick to when that guy was playing on his monitor? They marked a bunch of stuff out.
Was he playing a different game?
Yeah, they blurred it. Look it. They blurred out on the.
No, I think he's designing a map.
Yeah, that looks. Level. Are you talking about the right monitor?
Yeah.
I think that's the.
No, the left.
Yeah. I think he's a top view designing a map. So look where his mouse is, and that's where he's placing a hidden item.
screenshot.
Yeah, screenshot this and figure out where that hidden item is.
No, I think that's part of the development. He's probably putting notes there. This is where the player's going to be going.
And rewind a little bit more. What makes me laugh, every single one of these, when they're showing their studios, has this clip of...
Chilling.
Like this one, and then the people outside. Right there. Like...
You know what's funny? It could be like a medicine commercial if you were to just take these clips.
I know. Like, what's the purpose? The purpose of this is like, we have so much fun at work.
When really the, you know.
Or dosing may not be for you. if you experience.
I know, it does. I did get that. Although I will admit the Ara place did look like a fun place to work. They were like riding around on scooters. The one lady had a hammock under her desk.
Yeah. Well, the thing about like these companies that make their work so like fun, it's because they don't want their people to leave.
Yeah.
So these people like showers. I've been to places where they have showers, pools, like just the coolest games everywhere. Because they want your place to they want you there the entirety of your life.
It's your home.
It's where you
Why
live.
Leave when you can shower and play games and then just go to work?
Yeah, exactly. Anyways, yeah. So
what's your thoughts with the first person?
I like it.
Yeah,
why would I not like?
Well, I was curious what they were gonna do because again, I was thinking like, okay, they're going to go with like an Uncharted Tomb Raider because it just it just fits Indiana Jones. Then, but I liked what they showed with the first person.
Now, they did focus a lot. They like went out of their way to say puzzles. Like, there are going to be puzzles in this game.
Well, because they wanted to showcase, which makes sense, Indiana Jones being smart.
Yeah.
Because he's smart.
Is he an archaeologist?
Archaeologist. Like official title? He is not an archaeologist. He is the archaeologist.
Yeah.
He's the Jack Ryan of archaeologists.
He is the Jack Ryan of archaeologists. There is no... We have some good archaeologists in the world. We have Lara Croft.
The dude from Jurassic Park.
Lara Croft. The dude from Jurassic Park. Yes, correct. Exactly. You have those guys, but nobody comes close to Indy.
They became archaeologists. He was named after because the dog. Of Indiana Jones.
Yeah. He was their inspiration.
And he fights Nazis.
Can I say I actually really... the other thing I was not worried about, but I was interested in, is what Indiana Jones they were going to use, like, in the timeline.
Yeah.
Are they going to do old Harrison Ford, like, and continue off the movies?
No.
Or are they going to go old? Which, I like that. What are they... Where do they say it takes place? It's in between Raiders and...
Last Crusade.
And Last Crusade.
Which is... I mean, The Last Crusade is my favorite one.
That's the one with Sean Connery, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Correct.
Maybe that's how this will end.
That would be actually fantastic. Does that mean this game is entirely canon? I think it is. I mean, they're putting it on the timeline.
They're putting it on the timeline.
100% look how cool canon. That looks.
Yeah, it looks awesome.
Looks so.
So we're going to get new pre-alien indie in this.
Yeah, what stood out to me too is like the detailed world. Like, look at this. The detailed sets here. Oh, it just looks so good.
And how tall this guy is.
Oh, dude, I'm all about this.
It's really exciting. Yeah, I love this IP.
And can I say the voice actor who does, let's just say Harrison Ford, because that's who he's trying to impersonate. I actually think did a good job.
Maybe it was synthesized.
Like it wasn't perfect, but it was like that's
it's pretty good.
That's pretty good. Yeah, it was good enough. You know.
Yeah.
Can I say by the way, this is and then you guys can tell me all your gameplay. I am just gonna play. Like how Indy played in the first movie. You remember when the big guy comes and he does all this crazy, wacky stuff with the swords? And then he just pulls out his gun. Yeah, I'm going to shoot everybody.
Well, they did say you can do.
You can do.
I don't plan on
I'm shooting
here.
Everybody.
I'm whipping the crap out of everyone.
Whip them while they're on the ground.
Here's my whip.
I really like how the personality of Indy is showcased really well. We've complained a lot about over the years how people don't respect the source material, how his comments, the things that he does in these videos that we watch today, his mannerisms, you saw that right there?
Yeah.
It is like he's Indy. And so it's really exciting. I'm excited for this game because it looks like it's him.
Yeah.
And that's what they even talked about during the show. They wanted to, they understand where they come from.
Yeah.
You know?
It's pretty cool. It's just fun to finally see... I haven't played this game, obviously, but it's fun to finally see respect go to the original IP. Like, respect to the source material is so nice
to see. Did I not say that that's what we're getting? It's coming back, maybe. It's coming back.
So nice to see that. To not have them change the story and all this stuff. Just stay true to the character, stay true to the story, and that's from what I'm seeing, what it looks like.
Yeah, they might be He-Manning you.
If they do that, this is like the what else do I have left? I do not have anything else left.
I very much don't think they're going to do that. I think the game looks...
Like more hanging out outside.
I think the game looks very good, and I'm excited for it. This is also no date on this one, but just 2024, right?
Super Shocker's trolling here. Thank you for the super chat. 669, baby. He says, the big question is, does the game support ray tracing? LOL. That is the big question. I mean, that right there, that's the ray gun for ray tracing. Ray tracing the suit.
I'm going to rewind. Is that the original clothes?
I wonder if that's what I was...
Is that his clothes? Did they go to like...
Maybe like a studio? Yeah.
Well, they did a really good job of making him look like Harrison Ford, too. Maybe they asked him to come in.
Well, and he looks like young Harrison Ford.
Yeah, young Harrison Ford.
Important you get that crotch right.
Just zooming in on that crotch. Okay, good.
Yep, got it.
Got the polygons.
Correct bulge.
They did what was interesting is they did talk about the first person, third person. So the game is first person, but they said you will go into
Can we pause? Sorry. I don't know what that machine is, but can we get one of those and just play with it? If it's a machine that takes whatever I scan and puts it in 3D in my computer, I want that.
Yeah, just it looks like an Amazon magic scanner.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. Like I'd scan everything in my room. Just for fun.
Soldier Boy got him. Scan that dick. That's right.
Where is it that? Soldier Boy. Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Oh. So for those listening, we're watching the trailer and they literally scan they're scanning his crotch. It's just a mannequin with Indiana Jones clothes.
Yeah.
And oh man, oh it's further back. I gotta find it. That's what we're watching. Oh, it's right there. Oh, right here. That's
I want so that. Funny. I want that gun though. Like if that's what that does, give it to me, baby.
See, that's how you know they're respecting the source material.
Yeah.
Everything's original.
Everything's original. Everything. Oh, sorry, John. You're talking about first person, third person?
Yeah, so the game is in first person, but they did say that cutscenes will be in third person because it's iconic indie, and then every time you traverse something, that will also be in third person.
Okay, yeah, so
cinematics, yeah.
So E. Jackson here actually said in chat, unpopular opinion here, I don't like the first person view. I wish it was in third person like Tomb Raider. Yeah, Jordan.
I assumed it was going to be third person because it seems. I thought it was going to be that type of game. That being said. These guys have done the Wolfenstein. They're very good at first person. The combat doesn't look
janky.
Does it? Like it look? It looks like everything flows for the most part. You know, it's hard to say until we finally get our hands on it. Yeah. But I'm not against it until I try it. I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it looks good to me. You know, and if you've played Wolfenstein, Wolfenstein is smooth.
Yeah, they've done
it's
really
beautiful.
Good.
It's fantastic, and they do. They do cool scenes that really immerse you in that first-person view. So I don't have a problem, but I do get that third-person perspective.
I understand
for
it,
sure.
Too.
No, because I was almost surprised that it was only first-person. If anything, I thought it would be a hybrid. You can choose first or third.
Yeah. Yep.
But I really thought they were going to lean more towards Uncharted and Tomb Raider. But, yeah, it'll be interesting to see.
Because those are the archaeological games, right?
Well, and I feel like it fits for an adventure game, because that's basically what this is, right? It's an adventure game.
I think Stick Machine, I think they're smart for doing it. Stick to what?
They know what they're doing.
Stick
right?
with what you brought know? You to the show. This is what brought them to the show, and they're good at it. And I think it sets you apart from those other games, too. This guy's a little emo. That's why he's the creative director. Like, it seriously looks like we go from, like, happy outside scenes. Can we go back to this guy?
I would say he's not emo. He doesn't have like black lipstick on and.
Oh no, go back though. Like one of them. Yeah, we're like in these bright colored scenes, happiness, dun da 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 da. And then you just went. We were outside hanging out with other people, kids from the office, having fun. And this guy's in his basement with a red light.
Like, I think he looks fine.
I mean, I'm sure he's a cool guy, but it's just kind of also his expression. He never smiled there once.
So, but. When you go on camera, I'm telling you, as a person who films people for a living, for interviews and stuff like that, they can be the happy, jolly, as soon as you say, I'm rolling.
No. Yeah.
They go, oh, shit.
No, no, here's the thing. When I develop my own game, my creative director, you don't want that guy to be happy. You don't want a bubbly creative director. You want that. You want someone
that's
like...
You want an emo.
Yeah. That's
what somebody that understands drama.
That's creativity right there. That's what I want. I want that.
Well, you know he's working.
Guy. Yeah, he's down there working. He's not messing around.
The best artist in the world story.
He'll play games when it comes out.
He has immersed himself in this story and character.
I can see that.
Yeah, that's what I want.
That's okay. Valid argument, David.
Thank you.
You definitely want someone on the resume, I am emo.
Speaking of respecting the source material.
I shop at Hot Topic.
Speaking of respecting the source material, they did a whole section on the music and how they talked about John Williams was the original composer and they tried to, again, stay kind of keep
true
that
to
theme.
The,
yeah.
True to the sound.
And the music, from what we've heard, sounds really good.
I am very impressed with the worlds here, though. The levels that we're in. They look so good every time they flash to them. We got a couple more super chats here. Reactor Leak dropped a super chat. He's been a member for 42 months at Tier 3 Cortana. He said, "Miss y'all. Happy belated New Year's. Going to watch the Dev Direct after the show." Thank you very much, Reactor Leak. And Super Shocker with another 5 X1 Bros gifted memberships. Everybody, drop a BFF. If you're a member, you could do that. You got those exclusive emotes there. To Super Shocker, thank you very much for your support, Super Shocker.
Sorry, I do like this section where they talked about it like, we beat the hell out of the stunt people.
You want to know?
Without saying it, that's what they said.
We put our team
like, look how intense that is. You want to know that it's intense? You get that kind of intensity with that creative director. Right? That's his baby. Yeah.
Well, it's basically like, all right, we're doing a fight scene. We need you to land on that table so we can figure it out. They really, like, just dropped this guy. In a mocap suit. Like, wow.
It's hard. I'm going to go back to that section. That was so funny.
They went for it.
Oh, man.
But what it feels like is they're making a game for the people that enjoyed Indiana Jones growing up.
Man, he hit so hard. Yeah, we're going to have this on replay. Look how hard this guy. Oh, man. Yeah, they did. I do like that they're saying we beat the shit out of our people.
Yeah, that's basically what they said without saying it. Like, we hired a stunt team and we threw them off the roof.
It looks like a fun job.
I bet being a stuntman is actually a really fun job when it goes right.
You got to stay in shape. Be willing to break
unless
stuff.
You work with Steven Seagal.
You gotta be willing to break
stuff.
Have
you heard the stories of him?
No, are they?
There's some of the. If you ever want to enjoy life, go down the stories. People tell stories. Stuntmen tell stories about Steven Seagal, and he would not hold back on the stuntmen. And when they're filming their shots, he would beat the crap out of them. Like, send people to the hospital, and like
have the scene look.
That's the thing. Like, I guess pretty good. As long as he's sitting down in a chair. They make fun of him so much, but yeah, he beat the crap out of those people.
Yeah.
Out of the stuntmen. Let's talk about the bad guy. Bad guy looks good. He looks like when he had a smashed nose and everything, which I'm sure Indiana Jones broke his nose.
Well, and it looks like he broke it again while sitting in that dirt hole.
I'm excited for a good bad guy. I love good bad guys in games. Bad guys, see right there.
See, yeah,
I'm sure. Cool. I'm sure Indy did it. Oh yeah, and he headbutts him and breaks it again. Is that what you're talking about? Yeah.
Well, it feels like they made a game, or are making a game for people that grew up with Indiana Jones. And what I mean by that is Raiders of the Lost Ark, Temple of Doom.
Yeah, it looks like a fan service game. Which yes, well, please.
I mean.
I think the creative director was in this room, just on the other side.
What are you talking about?
That's the pool room. Look at the fighting though, the punching. Oh, it's so cool.
That looks pretty. It looks pretty fun.
Him a wedgie?
Yeah, no, I think he.
I sure hope
smacked him with a shovel.
That this IP does not get kicked in the nuts.
From what we've seen, I don't.
It looks good.
I don't think so.
Yeah,
but you never know.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we could probably go over a list of IPs that I'm no longer happy with, and I think this is like, seriously, this is like the last one.
Yeah.
I don't know what else I have.
Okay, we've got some more super chats here. Mr. Cooper writes in, member for 38 months, wingman status, says, "What's up, bros? Great dev show today. Can't wait to play Indiana Jones. Amen. Butt Pounder 420.
That is the greatest name.
Awesome. Awesome. That's a super
shocker. Okay, that name. I'm using that in my next season of Tarkov.
And it's his first ever super chat. Excited to see you guys Thursdays. Let's go.
Butt Pounder 420.
Butt Pounder needs to become a member we could see him every week.
I need that. Please tell me, since this is like your YouTube account, please tell me that when you go into meetings and stuff for work, that it legit says Butt Pounder 420.
Unlike Google Hangouts.
Google Hangouts is going in for a job interview.
Who's Butt Pounder?
Butt Pounder 420.
Oh, it's me.
That's such a good name.
Chris, is that you? Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, that's me, guys.
That's me, sorry. That's my gamer tag. Another huge super chat from Reactor Leak. Gifted 5 X1 Bros memberships. Huge shout out to Reactor Leak. Let's drop some BFFs for Reactor Leak. Huge thank you there. Let's end our poll. So we asked you guys beginning of the show, what did you think of today's Developer Direct, 75% says loved it, 15% have not watched it, and only 9% said meh.
Yeah, I thought it was good.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's a good roadmap.
I don't think it was as good as last year's, but it was. You described it best. It's just a roadmap.
It's a 2024 roadmap. And it's not even like the full roadmap. It's just an initial, let's get the year started, everybody. And so they did a good job of
that. Now let's see if they deliver on all these dates. Will these actually be the four games that we get this year?
Well, time frames. One date, three time frames.
Yeah.
Yeah,
or four time frames.
Because I don't
2024, which means December.
Because I don't think remember last year or last year during the summer one, they said all these games are coming out within the next 12 months. I actually don't think they hit that.
Yeah.
Which is why
all of them?
Yeah, I don't think they did the next 12 months on all of those. So I'm let's hope they keep this timeline. I mean, look, ultimately if the game's not ready, it's not ready, and I'd rather it be delayed because I don't think they want to do another what was that game? The one that didn't work?
With the Beats by Dre?
No. Beats by Dre. No, Vampires.
Oh, Redfall.
Redfall, yeah. See, look, you don't want that to happen.
What's that dragon game, remember?
The Scalebound.
Scalebound.
Now, I did not. Cooper asked, did anybody watch ESO show after?
Yeah, so yes, I watched it afterwards. They just have a new expansion coming out. They did their yearly thing that ESO does every year. I believe it's called The Gold Road is their new expansion. I forget the name of the zone, but it takes place in where Oblivion or where some of Oblivion took place. Mm. I haven't played ESO in a while, so I'm a little out of the loop on that. But I did watch it, and it looked like if you were like an ESO fan, it from what I saw looked good. But I'll have to. There's a guy I follow on YouTube who plays ESO that I'll have to listen to. But
Everybody, there you go. That's today's show. We're about to jump into the members-only lounge right after the show for all of our members, all our newly founded members. You just stay here, and it'll immediately take you over. For everybody else, if you want to join us, come over, become a member on YouTube, and get exclusive access to the members' lounge, where we're going to be talking more fun and games. I played Halo 2 this week. Halo Wars.
Halo Wars 2.
Halo Wars 2. I have more hours than Jordan in that game, and this was the first time I ever played 1 minute of the campaign.
Oh, really?
And the campaign is so good. All I did was Blitz before.
I love
before.
The campaign.
All I did was Blitz.
I mean,
Blitz.
Atriox.
If you want to hear how I destroyed Jordan, come join us in the members' lounge.
I beat you.
No, you didn't.
You want me to end? We're ending?
Yeah. See you guys. Have a good week, everybody.